I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Yes, indeedy do. At 6:32, Brad is, I think, just outside London this morning. Where are you precisely located?
I have gone once again 30 miles west to the wonderful town of Windsor. Again, Scott, I'm reporting to you live just at the foot of Windsor Castle, where the whole world will be watching this Saturday morning.
Now, do you take a train? Do you take some public transit out there?
Yes, I do. I take a train, and I actually got an Uber driver, and the nice Indian gentleman driving the Uber asked me if Meghan Markle was really that famous in America. And I had to break the news to him that Suits was a show watched by not a huge amount of people. It was popular, but she was the sixth lead in that show. So if Suits got cancelled, I don't know what she would have been doing next. She'd be probably become a humanitarian or a charity worker or something like that, because she was dynamic in other ways before she became.
Let me check with you. Now, this is what's happening here in America. A lot of reports that Queen Elizabeth is reportedly livid with Meghan Markle's family for all the drama they're causing. She's just stopped short of beheading her.
Not her.
Yes, that would
them.
Them, I'm sorry.
No, I agree fully. Like, it's unbelievable, isn't it? Every day here in England, the TV shows have paid this Samantha Markle, or whatever her name is. I think she's changed her name, you said, to Markle now, and she's dyed her hair brown to look like her sister. It's crazy.
Isn't that funny?
The right to. This Samantha, she has worked harder on cable television than Wolf Blitzer this week. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, and what about her? What about her stepbrother, her half brother, who wrote that nasty, nasty letter, and somehow it got to Prince Harry?
That's right. Well, this is even worse, Scott. Get ready for this. He is in Windsor. Yesterday, he toured Windsor.
He put out another statement saying she is the perfect modern princess, after saying she was a phony who was trying to reinvent herself as a cheap Princess Diana. That's like
right. What a piece of work, Patty, this guy. He's the worst. He should be. 200 years ago, they'd throw rotten tomatoes at him down the streets of Windsor.
So he's in Windsor right now, that half-brother, the half-wit brother.
Well, you know, walking in the streets of Windsor.
You know what you need to do.
You need to sit down.
You need to get over and grab him and say, "I'm trying to figure something out." And since you're here and you know what's going on, maybe you could help me. Is he a complete? Is she a complete jackass, or is she the perfect princess? I can't figure out what you mean.
Yeah, people won't be happy with him. I mean, he seems to love the people. Everyone's talking to him, he says. But he actually went to the altar. You know how I got into the altar? He went to the altar before they shut it down. So he was in there. And he still thinks he's delusional. He still thinks he's going to support Meghan this week. He still thinks he's going to get an invite, a late call-up.
Does he think maybe Harry burned that letter, the first one that he wrote?
That's right. Well, he has an excuse for it. He reckons the letter was there to fire Kensington Palace up into starting to communicate with the family. I mean, he has an answer for everything, this guy.
By attacking his sister, is that how he feels?
That's how he's spinning it, Patty.
What happened?
People are nuts.
The guy's such a dummy that he wrote that nasty letter and told Prince Harry, whatever you do, don't marry this witch.
You're going to destroy the royal family.
Yes, and then all of a sudden he remembers, ah, crap, I got to get in the wedding.
She's the perfect princess.
I hope he doesn't read that. And he did read it, so his chances of getting in the wedding are pretty slim.
Yeah, you got in the Prince Harry pub with me.
Let me tell you how desperate it's going to be. You have a better chance to get in there than he does.
A much better chance, knowing Brad.
He's probably going to walk her down the aisle.
Taking it out.
He is Brad Blanks. He'll be back at 8:30 this morning with another incredible update on what's going on there in Windsor and London. He's powered by Zazzle, customized products made for you with love on CBS FM.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, live and direct from, are you still in Windsor?
Yes, I'm still in Windsor, yes, Scott.
I got to tell Windsor. The voiceover guy, live and direct from Windsor, right outside of London, he is Brad Blanks.
Oh, Scott, Patty, Sue, how you doing? You'd love this place, Scott. Uh-huh. It's unbelievable. It's a beautiful little town. Patty, you would get here for a couple of years, I reckon. You
I probably would. I love
meet
England.
A new guy, settle down, and just start a new family and everything, maybe.
Down wow.
Beautiful. Windsor.
What the heck?
Well, Scott, I got to tell you, I am just outside the walls of Windsor Castle. No one can go in there now, as opposed to the other day when I was inside the chapel. But right
I don't
now,
think they were supposed to go in the other day when you went in either.
I know. Yes, don't tell anyone. Doria Ragland, Meghan Markle's mother, is in there right now having a cup of tea with the Queen and Prince Philip.
Oh, my gosh. So,
yes, how nerve-wracking would that be, Patty and Sue? Yeah, you got.
Oh, totally could handle that.
You know what? You know what's so weird, Brad? You know what's so unusual is that there's 600 people invited to the wedding,
mm-hmm.
and only one member of Ms. Markle's family has been invited. Well, two, but he couldn't make it.
Right.
But she's the only member of her family. All the rest of them are floating around trying to get on TMZ.
Well, she's a lovely lady. I think it'll be nice.
Yeah, I hope it's going to be fine. But I know what you mean. It is crazy when you think about just about a nice, pleasant wedding in Montclair, New Jersey, and if only two of the family members turned up, for the wedding, everyone would be talking, wouldn't they? Be a lot of gossip going around the Montclair cafe.
Well, especially if other people who weren't invited were yapping to the press the way her family is.
Yeah.
I really feel sorry for her.
Now, Megan has friends. She invited, I think, most of the cast members of Suits. Her friends from Suits and her best friend, Miss Chopra, mm-hmm. I think she's been invited too.
Right, Priyanka.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's good, and that's good for Indian ratings too. They got a billion people over there.
That's right. Yeah. Great move.
Only you would bring that up.
Yeah, sorry. But I love to see how this tea would be going down. Now, Ms. Ragland, the mother of the bride, she's a yoga guru. I mean, would she be running the Queen and Prince Philip through some stretching, some downward dogs, maybe, or something going on in there?
Don't be ridiculous, Brad.
Or is she apologizing to them for the rest of the family?
Yeah. I know. I'd love to see how that meeting's going. But now, where I am, Scott, there are people that are camping out. There's mm-hmm. people all camping out here. They've been here for about a week already. They're crazy. So there's a lot of press. They're sitting here in nice seats. And I caught up with one gentleman. He's a massive royal fan, and he's so proud to be seated waiting for the wedding.
Hello, sir. What's your name?
My name's John Loughrey, Loughrey, and I'm from London, and I'm a royal supporter. We're looking forward for Prince Harry and Meghan to go into Windsor Castle, St. George's Chapel, and come out as husband and wife, and we'll be celebrating in champagne, cake, and party poppers, and cannon confetti, and it being red, white, and blue.
Now, are you going to be here for the next 48 hours where we are?
We've been here since the 13th of May, and we slept here two nights, and we're going to be here now to Saturday, the 19th of May, and the sunshine's going to shine on us all.
Will you have a shower?
Of course we will. And we'll be getting a bit tipsy with bubbles with champagne, celebrating with Prince Harry and Meghan, and we're going to sing a song. Congratulations and celebrations on Prince Harry and Meghan's wedding day at St. George's Chapel. La 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 la.
Forget
la,
the words.
La 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 la. And we can't wait for this day to celebrate with Meghan and Harry. We love you, Harry and Meghan. God bless you, and God bless America.
Brad, is that a wee person? That...
It sounds like a person from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. He sounds a bit Beckham, doesn't he? Yeah. It's like. Yeah.
If he's not a wee person, maybe he was on helium.
Yeah.
Jeez. He is a wee person. He's a lovely little fella, and he's doing interview. Lovely. There we got a lot of interviews.
I like it when he started singing.
And celebrations on Prince Harry and Meghan's wedding day at St. George's Chapel. La 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 la. La 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 la. And we can't wait for this day to celebrate with Meghan and Harry. We love you, Harry and Meghan. God bless you. And God bless America.
Oh, that was nice. He didn't have to say that. That was nice.
That was very kind of him. I like that.
Reaching across the pond.
All right, Bradley, I've heard it's getting pretty hectic around there now. This is where you shine.
I'm so excited. This is really wonderful here today. Just a celebration of human beings coming out and just smiling. And we had the rehearsals. All the soldiers came out. This is a military wedding, too, not a state wedding. That's why there's no heads of state coming. So it's all military. He had all his regiments here that he was with in Afghanistan. They marched up the street today. It's just going to be... I saw the royal carriage, too. It was amazing, and it wasn't a pumpkin. It was a carriage.
Thank you, Brad. Good job, my friend. You and your little wee friend. You and your little wee friend, go have a pint for us, okay?
I love it.
Yeah, I'll make sure he showers, Scott. Yeah,
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Brad Blanks, and I'm here with...
Claire Tracy.
Have you actually touched wax? Have you fiddled with wax?
We try not to fiddle. We try to be very purposeful with it.
The big news is Meghan Markle is here.
She is. Well, she's almost here. So we've unveiled her. She'll be arriving officially in attraction on Saturday, the day of the wedding, alongside a restyled Prince Harry.
Have you had any official calls from the palace asking for certain body parts to be larger or smaller for Ms. Markle?
No, absolutely not. We do have a great relationship with the palace, so we've kept them up to date throughout the whole process, so they know what the figure looks like. But no, we've had no specific requests.
Right. What if Meghan just comes in here one day and goes, come on, you've made my bottom a little...
Well, we'd very much hope that she wouldn't have any issue and that she'd hope it was a very good likeness of herself. But we actually haven't had a call like that from the palace.
No bottom calls.
No.
Right. Good. Quite scary when I look her in the eyes. I think she's looking at me.
Well, that's the hope. We want guests to feel like they're really getting the chance to meet the two of them.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Brad Blanks, and I'm here with...
Claire Tracy.
Have you actually touched wax? Have you fiddled with wax?
We try not to fiddle. We try to be very purposeful with it.
The big news is Meghan Markle is here.
She is. Well, she's almost here. So we've unveiled her. She'll be arriving officially in attraction on Saturday, the day of the wedding, alongside a restyled Prince Harry.
Have you had any official calls from the palace asking for certain body parts to be larger or smaller for Ms. Markle?
No, absolutely not. We do have a great relationship with the palace, so we've kept them up to date throughout the whole process, so they know what the figure looks like. But no, we've had no specific requests.
Right. What if Meghan just comes in here one day and goes, come on, you've made my bottom a little...
Well, we'd very much hope that she wouldn't have any issue and that she'd hope it was a very good likeness of herself. But we actually haven't had a call like that from the palace.
No bottom calls.
No. Right.
Good. Quite scary when I look her in the eyes. I think she's looking at me.
Well, that's the hope. We want guests to feel like they're really getting the chance to meet the two of them.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.